Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This kicks off the call-in hour of The Tara Show. It is every Friday, 9 to 10, 800-905-0989. I'll be taking your calls after I talk to Joey Hudson, who is live right now. Out at Lead Upstate. Tell us about it, Joey.
Tara, we are wrapping things up here at the Greenville Downtown Airport. Today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and since 6 a.m. this morning, we have had a line of cars, and the last ones are coming through. Police officers from Greenville County Sheriff's Office, Greenville City Police, Fountain Inn, Traverse Rest, Malden, Simpsonville, all around coming through as we say thank you for what you do every day. And we've served them breakfast and lots of prizes, T-shirts, and gift certificates for them to take their family to restaurants. And all of this made possible there because of local businesses and contributions. And there's also, I've noticed a trend as well, Tara. There's a lot of people who've driven through this morning who love the Tara Show. They've been listening to Tara. In fact, a state trooper just came through and said, I heard you and Tara earlier. Please give Tara a hug. So I'm sending you a virtual hug from a state trooper. They love the Tara Show.
That's awesome, Joey. Thanks. That's fantastic. It's also fantastic what you're doing out there. I know you're on the board and you guys work hard all year to send on this one day, this one very important message. Because, you know, it'd be easy for our deputies and our troopers and our police officers to kind of be beaten down, to kind of feel really unappreciated given some of the rhetoric on the left and some of what we've seen in this country and the increase in the murders of police officers that we have seen, especially ambush style. And I think some of that's driven by the left wing rhetoric. So this is the day we say thank you so much. And I love that you do that.
Well, it's a pleasure to be out here, and it's just I love talking with the officers as they come through, and it is tough out there. Quite often, I can see how it'd be so easy for them not to feel appreciated when you have areas around the country wanting to defund the police. Of course, we don't have that here in the Upstate. We're very blessed for that, but still, they face the same dangers that the three officers who were killed this week in York, Pennsylvania, serving a warrant for a domestic situation. And so we just have to show them that that we appreciate them doing things that keep you and me safe, Tara. And of course, we're wrapping up down here at the airport, but that doesn't mean we can't continue throughout the day. And every day should be Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So if you see a police officer out today, buy them lunch, buy them a cup of coffee, or at least just say thank you for what you do.
And Joey, I know for you and for the folks in your group, this is the end of the year. And next week, you will start again planning next year's. And you need volunteers and you need people and businesses also to donate to honor these officers. Tell folks where they can find you and get involved.
That's right. We start next week planning for Law Enforcement Appreciation Day 2026. Go to leadupstate.com. That's LEAD, leadupstate.com, and check out the site. You can fill out a form online. You can email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. But if you'd like to be involved, if your business would like to be a sponsor next year, or if you'd just like to volunteer, everyone is welcome. So let me encourage you to do so.
Our own Joey Hudson out there, and I wish I could be with you. I'm here, but I wish I could be with you. And I want to thank all the officers and troopers and sheriff's deputies who are online personally. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know I'm speaking, Joey, for everybody, as you are too, out there in our W Already Listening audience. We so appreciate what you do for us every day.
For sure. They put their lives on the line literally every day. And so we appreciate you. And Tara, appreciate you checking in with me throughout the morning. And like I said, doesn't have to end here. You know, we can always let these officers know that we appreciate them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Joey. And again, you could do that at leadupstate.com. Help Joey Hudson and the crew over there do this wonderful day again next year. Okay. As promised, it is the call-in section of the Tara Show. If this is popular and sounds good, I'm going to start doing it daily from 9 to 10. Kind of toying with that. Let's see. Let's jump on the line first with Shannon in Shelby on the real meaning of fascism. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. If I could give you a hug, I would too. And I would love to shake every officer's hand that's out there putting their lives on the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I wanted to mention something here that's really been bothering me for a long time. When President Trump was elected, Obama got on TV and gave a speech. And in his speech, he said it twice. He said, "We've got to reach the kids." Now, look what they've done in all these years to the kids. They have been brainwashing them that we are Nazis, that we're Stalinist, we're communist, we're socialist. And they're all just using that playbook to do what they want to do. They're lying and they're brainwashing all these youth and got people just so stirred up and just so mad and angry, and just they just want to fight and kill. It's just heartbreaking what they did to Charlie. And it's just got me infuriated. We need to have some kind of program throughout this country in their education system where every school has to teach what Stalinism is and how they became in power, and Nazism and socialism, how they do and what the results are. We need to have a national program to reach all these kids. They've got to learn. They don't even know what they're saying when they say Nazi and socialist. They don't even know what the words mean.
You know, Shannon, there's a program that is actually law in Florida. They passed it. And I can tell you this, my kids went through Greenville schools in person all the way through, the sixth grade, never learned about any of it. It's not there, not even in a red state. We need a law like that here. And I know you're from Shelby, North Carolina. North Carolina needs one too.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. This country is just being torn apart by all these lies and just accusations, and they just throw them out there and everybody just parrots the words. It's just got to stop. We've got to put a stop to this.
And Shannon, thank you so much for your phone call. That's why I talk about specifically, if you listen to this show, I am obsessed with how these regimes came to power, because I believe that we are in the run-up to that, whether I talk about the Russian Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, or the Chinese Communist Revolution, the parallels today. And I do it every single day, and I especially like to do it when I know kids are in the car. Shannon, thank you so much for your call. On the other hand, he just talked about Barack Obama saying we've got to reach the kids. I just want to point out one thing to you. This is a positive, Shannon. Charlie Kirk, prayer vigil in Deep Blue, Colorado. So much interest in this, they had to move it to a stadium. 10,000 showed up in Deep Blue, Colorado. Folks, the reverberations of this, it's just getting started. Louise is on the line from Tryon on Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, speaking of Charlie Kirk, well, thank you for taking calls, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Tara. Your program's wonderful.
Thank you.
I hope it gets nationwide. But anyway, the other thing, Charlie Kirk, this memorial they're having in Phoenix, of course, it's a bad time because everybody's going to be watching football or NASCAR. But that's neither here nor there, because I know we're not watching anything but Charlie Kirk. And the thing is, the only place that I see that you can view it is on this platform called Rumble, which I am part. I've signed up for Rumble on his Charlie Kirk website, you know, Charlie Kirk platform. Now, is that what you've heard, or do you know of anything else? Do you know of anywhere else where people can view Charlie Kirk's memorial? And that's wonderful about Colorado, by the way. That's wonderful.
It is. You know what? I'm sure it'll be all over the place, Louise. That's a good point. I'll keep my eye on it and want to thank you very much for your phone call. Rumble's definitely not a small platform. I've got 6,000 followers there myself. So, and that's just a small account. There's huge accounts there. So I know that it'll get a lot of attention, but I'm sure that they will take it live on Fox News. It's going to be everywhere. And you know, it's going to be telling who doesn't carry it. That's what's going to be telling. Meanwhile, folks, just small victories that show that the culture is shifting. Leftist streamer Destiny was actually demonetized on YouTube after calling for more political violence against conservatives. I never thought I'd see a leftist demonetized on YouTube. I've never heard of such a thing, ever. I mean, I'm on my personal third YouTube account. I never called for violence against anyone. I just said true things. This doesn't happen to them until now. And yes, if you call for violence, I don't care if you're on the right or the left, that is inciting violence. That is illegal. And yes, you should lose your account. Now, she didn't lose her account. That'd be a step too far. That's for people like me and other deplorables, but she was demonetized. Wow. I see the shift every day, folks. For the first time in my lifetime, we're not shut out of the culture. We're on the cultural battlefield, and we are, for the first time, not shut out. We are an actual part of the culture of this country, and it is changing everything every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Reporter also reporting the same thing, that publication. Eddie planned to go on camera, defend his lie that MAGA voters killed Charlie Kirk. In other words, that Tyler Robinson was one of them. Meanwhile, the advertiser calls began to roll in, and then the big affiliate conglomerates, Nexstar and Sinclair, threatened to preempt the show if he went on and told the lie again. Again, folks, when Jimmy Kimmel said this, this wasn't like 24 hours after, okay? It was well established that he was a transgender leftist. It was well established. I mean, his messages were out there. He was doing this because he felt Charlie Kirk was hateful and wanted to kill him. Kimmel even planned to double down and not apologize after Disney employees saw their emails doxed, and some even received threats. So look, when 66 of the roughly 200 affiliate stations had said they would drop him, that's when Iger and Walden pulled the plug. So this is not some Trump censorship operation. This is not fascist, Nazi dictatorship, silly stuff. Brian in Gaffney is on the line. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Tara. First of all, there is no equivalency between Charlie Kirk and George Floyd in the life or the death of either of them. I just wanted to get that out there. Second of all, I don't buy the story so much of the 22-year-old that they say did it. Benjamin Netanyahu has been on an American media campaign saying Israel did not kill him, and I'm wondering why. Are they feeling guilty?
So let me get this straight. And the reason I took this phone call is that the way that you feel about this is incredibly, shockingly incredibly widespread that even Netanyahu has recorded a video, came out yesterday addressing right. this. So yours, let me see if I can understand where you're coming from. You think that Tyler Robinson did not kill
There's Charlie no way. I, looking at the gun, looking at the video, there's no way. It had to be somebody else. And then there's a plane that left the airport, turned off its transponder, was gone an hour before it returned. Who was on that plane?
Yeah, that was debunked by the UK Daily Mail. There's actually a really good article on it. They found out, they found the pilot, they traced the route, they interviewed him. That's actually been cleared up. There's a good explanation.
I hope so. It.
Yeah, so, but, okay, so to my question, you say you think that the FBI, you know, I guess the way you're putting it is not being truthful about Tyler Robinson being the assassin.
No, they're not.
Do you think that all of the Utah authorities, the state investigation unit, the sheriff's department who've been doing this, you know, the press conferences, you think they're in on it too, or?
Or they're being left out of the loop.
What'd you, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
They have to be, or they're being left out of the loop.
Okay.
Told what to say, if possible.
And is
FBI
his...
I took over pretty quick.
Is his dad in on it, too? And his mom, who recognized him in the picture? Or no, you think they just...
They may have recognized him, but he didn't do it. The breaking down the gun, putting the gun back together, there's no way.
And you also think that the gay furry lover is in on it, too, and... The texts aren't real, or
the text might be real, spoofed. FBI does that, and they have said they do it.
Okay, and so
I don't buy it.
And who do you think did do it?
I don't know, but they don't. They probably do know, or they don't know. But it's not that 22-year-old.
Yeah, and look, I will admit there are some weird things about it. I don't doubt the FBI on this one. But I do think there are some maybe other people who might have known, Brian, that it was coming. I think that the 71-year-old man who had the presence of mind to try to act like he was the shooter, I think it wouldn't surprise me if there were people on forums in the Utah area that knew this was coming, said nothing, did nothing. Wouldn't surprise me if we find out that the roommate knew this was coming and said something or did something. I don't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me. But I got to tell you, I just think it's a step too far for me personally to believe all of these people are in on some kind of a cover-up like that. I think it's what it appears to be. I think this guy did it. And you know, folks, it speaks volumes that Alex Jones, who's had a lot of, you know, phone calls similar to the one I just got, has debunked this and said, no, this Tyler Robinson did this. This is not some sort of crazy Israeli plot. So when Alex Jones is saying that, believing that is a step too far for him, and he's the country's most prominent conspiracy theorist. Yeah, I think Tyler Robinson is the assassin. But I thank you for your phone call. And it is Open Line Friday, so we'll consider all sides here. And thank you for listening to the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's some great background music. You want to hear some great music? Check out Trans-Siberian Orchestra. If you haven't been, you truly should. It really is an experience. First time I went way beyond what I expected, especially the laser lights part of the show. December 12th, 2025, winter tour. They'll be at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. That's Friday, December 12th. Two shows. That's it. 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale. You can still buy tickets. You can win them right now. By calling us on the Word Family line. It's 800-905-0989. That's the Common Sense Retirement Planning. It's 800-905-0989. First caller gets the free tickets. If you don't win them, that's okay. You can still buy them. Again, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, December 12th, Bon Secours. Okay. Texter writes, Tara, so what is going to happen Friday at noon here in Greenville when 300 MAGA Turning Point USA supporters show up at the school district office? That's at noon, all wearing red hats and shirts. I hope that happens. It's time to show the race baiting agitator Derek Quarles and his sidekick Bruce Wilson that Greenville County is MAGA country. I had one more thought on this week. We have had a Turning Point USA club at JL Man for 4 years. NAACP didn't notice or care. Nothing to say until the man that leads that group was gunned down in cold blood. Now they want to cancel him. And I thought about it and made me mad. It's like we got to make sure every vestige of Charlie Kirk is erased and canceled. That's what the left does, rather than have the debate that he wanted. But then I thought about it and I was kind of energized because the school district pushed back, said that group has done nothing wrong. They were complaining because they were signing people up peacefully at a table before school. That is, they cannot operate during school hours. Political clubs can't. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. And so they're complaining. They were operating completely within school rules, did nothing wrong, and still the NAACP is complaining. Listen to what they're proposing. For inclusivity, they're saying all political clubs should be wiped off campus. So that would be Young Republicans and Young Democrats and Turning Point USA. They are willing to wipe out and bar, this is what they're demanding in their protest, bar the Democrat students from having clubs to shut up the TPUSA students. How very Democrat of them. And that's what they are. They're Democrat activists. And I can tell you what happened. I can tell you what happened. Local Democrats, Democrat Party folks saw that teacher who advocated for, was excited by the killing of Charlie Kirk and said so online, get fired. And they were mad. They were very upset. But they knew how bad it would look if they protest. So the white Democrats did what white Democrats do. They call up the NAACP and said, hey, let's make this a racial issue so everyone will be afraid. And you go make TPUSA a racial issue, even though those kids at JL Man have done nothing wrong for 4 years. And everyone will be afraid to challenge you. Well, let me tell you what, folks, those days are over. They're over. Where you shame racism, even though you don't have an example, you can't cite a single negative thing that club or any TPUSA club has done in this school district. But you're going to send NAACP so it looks racist. And you know what that says? They are terrified. I can't imagine what their internal polling looks like across the country. They're willing to shut down and bar young Democrats from all of our school campuses in order to shut down TPUSA. That's pure terror right there. That's high octane stuff. I was pretty energized by that. You know what's really sad? Why doesn't the NAACP open a chapter at JL Man? Set up your own booth. Before class, according to the rules, open an NAACP chapter. I got nothing wrong. I got no problem with that. Offer to debate TPUSA. You know, debate free speech. Oh, yeah. You Democrats are against that, aren't you? Yeah, you hate that. You know why? You can't win. And you can't shut us up anymore. And it's driving you crazy. Like Chuck Schumer. Yeah, oh, Chucky. After saying nothing about tens of millions of posts, tens of thousands of accounts being wiped out on Twitter by the FBI under Joe Biden. Didn't care about that. Didn't condemn it. Loved it. In fact, he's raging about the censorship, alleged censorship of Jimmy Kimmel.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting.
Right. But the same Chuck Schumer demanded Tucker Carlson be taken off the air. Remember this?
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth and from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy...
Yeah, he's a total hypocrite. It's just amazing to me to watch these Democrats who have now switched sides and they're for free speech when they were literally doing interviews advocating for Nina Jenkowicz and censorship, mass censorship by our government. And they don't even mention that. It's like it never happened. I swear I live like in Orwell's America or something every day. But do you know what else Chuck Schumer is not mentioning? Why he might be particularly perturbed that Jimmy Kimmel is not on TV right now? Back in 2017, Jimmy Kimmel got busted getting talking points from who? Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, late night host Jimmy Kimmel, got talking points from Senate Minority Leader at the time, Chuck Schumer, as he prepared a series of monologues attacking the latest Republican effort to repeal Obamacare. Oh, that's why the Democrats want Jimmy Kimmel on the air. Propaganda. See, in the end, nobody canceled Jimmy Kimmel except Jimmy Kimmel, because he's just not funny. Do you realize that guy's ready? He's gone from 1.9 million viewers a month in January to 1.1 now, 45% loss in audience. If that happened to me or anybody working at this station, we'd be having a very serious conversation, if not unemployed. That's just the reality of anything that's ratings driven. Instead, we're all one in the market, number one in the market right now. That won't last forever. It goes up and goes down. But when you are in a straight downward trajectory like Kimmel was, you ain't going to make it, my friend. You're not. And here's the thing, folks. I believe that a lot of the reason people like Kimmel who get their talking points directly from Chuck Schumer are on TV is because a lot of these executives who are regulated by, when they're in office, Democrats and Democrat bureaucrats who are always in office, is because of fear. And now there's no more fear because Donald Trump is not doing anything like that. And so they're finally doing capitalistic things. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. How on earth is Jimmy Kimmel, or was Jimmy Kimmel, or Colbert for that matter, I think he had like 2.3 million, which is pathetic, even on the air when Gabriel Iglesias, just one example from YouTube, okay? We love Gabriel Iglesias in my family. He's clean and he's really, really funny. Has 8.34 million subscribers. And if you pull up his videos, and I'm looking at them right now, 10 million views is pretty much the average for one of his videos. Some of them, 65 million. Let me, I'm just going down here, 3.5 million, 69 million. You're looking at this and you're going, whoa, why is Jimmy Kimmel on TV? This guy's a big, got a bigger audience. He's just on YouTube. I'll tell you why. Gabriel Iglesias, who is hilarious. Hilarious. He's Mexican. And he's clean. I'll tell you why Gabriel Iglesias is not on television. And Jimmy Kimmel is. Gabriel Iglesias is not political. He doesn't regurgitate not very funny Democrat talking points. So he doesn't get to have a show on television. Although he should. He is so funny. If you get a chance to Google him, check out Fluffy Goes to India. Oh my, that's the one with 70 million views. Oh my gosh. I have just tears rolling down my face. It's so funny. That guy is actually funnier than Jimmy Kimmel ever has been. No, but you got to have a special Democrat pass. And you know what? The Democrat pass expired. They were protecting all these people. Colbert, Kimmel. They can't get half the views this guy got. And by the way, try Nate Bargatze. Try any of these. Just try even old videos by Brian Regan. Getting more views a month than Jimmy Kimmel. This is not a sustainable model. And to get rid of that model is capitalism. They're finally free to do it. They're not afraid anymore because Trump is in office. Trump's not a censor. He's a liberator. Texter writes, Kimmel was kind of funny when he had the Man Show. Then he got into politics, and politics isn't funny. These people need to stick to what they know, just like I do in my business. Politics, relationships, dating, etc., and business don't mix. Another texter writes, hypocrisy, thy name is Democrat. Bill Shakespeare. I'm not sure if Bill Shakespeare said that, but we'll go with it. Thanks, Bill. Folks, Mike Pence was part of the generation of Republicans. Open borders, pro-amnesty Republicans. That's what he was. And I just viscerally rejected the idea of him being vice president. I know some of you like him because he's Christian. But he is a true open border zealot. Always has been. Open amnesty supporter. That's never changed with him. And Donald Trump bought Mike Pence on, you'll remember, to try to bring that country club wing of the Republican Party, the Bush wing, together with him to unite the vote after he won the primary. That was the purpose of bringing on Pence. Pence has never been one of us. And the way that politics works is that when you float into office on a raft of Karl Rove and millions of dollars of open border, big Republican country club money, as Pence did, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years later, they tap you on the shoulder when they need something and you go do it. And what they needed was someone on our side to say both sides. We got plenty of people on their side saying it. They needed someone so they could play it ad nauseum to excuse the Democrats from their murderous rhetoric. And so they sent out Mike Pence.
But I also believe we need to resist the temptation to put America on trial. I mean, absent any additional evidence, one man was responsible for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That man is now in custody, and now comes justice.
Okay, what is he saying there, one man? He's excusing the Democrat Party. He's saying, like, doesn't matter how many times they call Trump a Nazi. Doesn't matter. Not their fault. That's what he's doing. He's letting them off the hook. This is pure evil. I guarantee he didn't even write this. Whoever tapped him on the shoulder did. Then he went full both sides.
And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle.
What a crock.
I understand.
You notice something when they say both sides, including Pence, they can't name, well, who on our side? Who was that? Who was that person? There's no one. Can't say, there's no example. You won't hear from the left either. They don't have one. They don't have one. What would a real, truthful vice president sound like if he were to describe the situation? One that's not owned by the open borders Bush cabal and the globalist donors. What would they sound like? Let's wrap the show with it.
You talk to the shooter's mother, you talk to the shooter's father, you talk to the local district attorney, you talk to the FBI director or the deputy director of the FBI. You look at every ounce of evidence that we have, and it is clear. This is a person who grew up in a pretty normal family, actually had a pretty good home life, who was radicalized by the far left, by the social networks of the far left, by the ideas of the far left, and got so far down the path of radicalization that he killed my friend. That is not a both sides problem. My friend is dead because of left-wing political radicalization. And if you want to cut that out, then be honest about it and look yourself in the mirror.
Amen. Text writes, not all of us Democrats are bad. I'm glad you texted me that. I'm glad you're here. Welcome. You know, RFK said something profound this week and I didn't even get to play it. I'll you know what? I got to tee it up next week. It was so important. Because RFK obviously has been a long-term Democrat, just like you. And he said, listen, there's temporary insanity on your side. You guys have been brainwashed, but you're not bad people. And RFK said, we're trying to save the country, its Bill of Rights and its basic institutions, so it will still be here for you when you wake up. I thought that was awesome. Anyway, if you're a Democrat, you're listening and you found the text line and texted me, you're in the right place, welcome. Now give us 6 weeks. A famous man said that once and it changed everything. Yeah, give me 6 weeks. Welcome to the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.